Well, good morning. It is August the 3rd, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to continue pressing on through the Old Testament. We're going to read the rest of the book of Zephaniah, rare reading of that book. Then jump back to 2 Chronicles chapter 35, 2 Kings, corresponding text. And then back to the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 47 to chapter 48. So let's get into the word today. August 3rd, 2024, picking up in Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 8 to 11, judgment against Moab and Ammon. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the insults of the people of Ammon with which they have reproached my people and made arrogant threats against their borders. And therefore, as I live, says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab shall be like Sodom and the people of Ammon like Gomorrah, overrun with weeds and salt pits and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall plunder them and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This they shall have for their pride, because they have reproached and made arrogant threats against the people of the Lord of hosts. The Lord will be awesome to them, for he will reduce to nothing all the gods of the earth. People shall worship him, each one from his place, indeed all the shores of the nations. Zephaniah 2, 12-15, judgment against Ethiopia and Assyria. You Ethiopians also, you shall be slain by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, destroy Assyria, and make Nineveh a desolation. As dry as the wilderness, the herds shall lie down in her midst. Every beast of the nation, both the pelican and the bittern, shall lodge on the capitals of her pillars. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be at the threshold, for he will lay bare the cedar work. And this is the rejoicing city that dwelt securely, that said in her heart, I am it, and there is none beside me. How has she become a desolation, a place for a beast to lie down? Everyone who passes by her shall hiss and shake his fist. Zephaniah 3, 1-20, Jerusalem's rebellion and redemption. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted to the oppressing city. She has not obeyed his voice. She has not received correction. She has not trusted in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God. Her princes in her midst are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave not a bone till the morning. Her prophets are insolent and treacherous people. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The Lord is righteous in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He never fails. But the unjust know no shame. I have cut off nations, and their fortresses are devastated. I have made their streets desolate, with none passing by. Their cities are destroyed. There is no one, no inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction, so that her dwelling would not be cut off, despite everything for which I have punished her. But they rose early and corrupted all their deeds. And therefore wait for me, says the Lord, until the day that I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour out on them my indignation, all my fierce anger. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will restore to the people a pure language, that they all may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. From beyond the river Euphrates, my worshippers, the daughters of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. In that day you shall not be ashamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me. For then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty. In my holy mountain I will leave in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed their flock and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion. Let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly, who are among you, to whom its reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather those who are driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. And at that time I will bring you back. Even at that time I will gather you. For I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes, says the Lord. Josiah dies in battle. 2 Chronicles 35:20-27. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish of the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him, but he sent his messengers to him, saying, "What have I to do with you, king of Judah? I have not come against you this day, but against the house with which I have made war, for God commanded me to make haste. Refrain from meddling with God, who is with me, lest he destroy you." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself so that he might fight with him, and did not heed the words of Necho from the mouth of God. So he came to fight in the valley of Megiddo, and the archers shot King Josiah. And the king said to his servant, "Take me away, for I am severely wounded." And his servants therefore took him out of that chariot and put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem. And so he died and was buried in one of the tombs of his fathers. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. Jeremiah also lamented for Josiah, and to this day all the singing men and the singing women speak of Josiah in their lamentations. They made it a custom in Israel, and indeed they are written in the laments. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and his goodness, according to what was written in the law of the Lord, and his deeds from first to last, indeed they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. 2 Kings 23:29-30, corresponding text. In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went to the aid of the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Josiah went with him, or went against him, and Pharaoh Necho killed him in Megiddo when he confronted him. And then his servant removed his body in a chariot from Megiddo, brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own tomb. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, anointed him, and made him king in his father's place. A message about Philistia, Jeremiah 47:1-7. A little notation in this Bible, it says Jeremiah's statement about Pharaoh in 47:1 may refer to 609 BC when Pharaoh Necho of Egypt went to Carchemish on the Euphrates to help the Assyrians fight a battle. And it says to see 2 Chronicles 35:20-27 and 2 Kings 23:29-30. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah, the prophet, against the Philistines before Pharaoh attacked Gaza. Thus says the Lord, "Behold, waters rise out of the north, and shall be an overflowing flood, and they shall overflow the land and all that is in it, and the city, and those who dwell within. Then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall wail, at the noise of the stamping hoofs of the strong horses, at the rushing of the chariots, at the rumbling of his wheels. The fathers will not look back for their children, lacking courage, because of the day that soon comes to plunder all the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon every helper who remains. For the Lord shall plunder the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Kaphtor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is cut off with the remnant of their valley. How long will you cut yourself? Oh, you sword of the Lord, how long until you are quiet? Put yourself up into the scabbard, rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing the Lord has given it a charge? Ask Ascalon, and against the seashore, there he has appointed it." A message about Moab, Jeremiah 48:1-47. Against Moab, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, "Woe to Nebo, for it is plundered. Kiriathaim is shamed and taken. The high stronghold is shamed and dismayed. No more praise of Moab. In Heshbon they have devised evil against her. Come and let us cut her off as a nation. You also shall be cut down, O madman. The sword shall pursue you. A voice of crying shall be from Horonaim, plundering and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the ascent of Luhi they ascend with continual weeping. For in the descent of Horonaim the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be like the juniper in the wilderness. For because you have trusted in your works and your treasures, you also shall be taken. And Cheshmos shall go forth into captivity, his priests and his princes together, and the plunderers shall come against every city. No one shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. Give wings to Moab, that she might flee and get away, for her cities shall be desolate. without any to dwell in them. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs, and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into captivity. And therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent has not changed. And therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I shall send him wine workers, who will tip him over, and empty his vessels, and break the bottles. Moab shall be ashamed of Chechmah, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. And how can you say, we are mighty and strong men for war? Moab is plundered and gone up from her cities. Her chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near at hand, and his affliction comes quickly. Bemoan him, all you who are around him, and all you who know his name. Say, how the strong staff is broken, the beautiful rod. O daughter inhabiting Gibeon, come down from your glory and sit in the thirst. For the plunderer of Moab has come against you. He has destroyed your strongholds, O inhabitant of Aor. Stand by the way and watch, and ask him who flees and her who escapes. Say, what happened? Moab is shamed, for he has broken down. Wail and cry. Tell it to Arnon that Moab is plundered, and judgment has come on the plain country, on Holon and Jazah and Methah and Dibon and Nebo and Beth Dibathaim, on Kiriathaim and Beth Gamal and Beth Maon, on Kiriath and Basra, on all the cities of the land of Moab, far and near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says the Lord. Make him drunk, because he exalted himself against the Lord. Moab shall wallow in his vomit, then he shall also be in derision. For was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For whenever you speak of him, you shake your head in scorn. You who dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove which makes her nest in the side of the cave's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud of his loftiness and arrogance and pride, and of his haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, says the Lord, but it is not right. His lies have made nothing right, and therefore I will wail for Moab. I will cry out for her for all of Moab. I will mourn for all the men of Kir Haraz, O vine of Sibna. I will weep for you with the wailing of Jazir. Your plants have gone over the sea. They reach to the sea of Jazir. The plunderer have fallen on your summer fruit and on your vintage. Joy and gladness are taken from the plentiful field and from the land of Moab. I have caused wine to fail from the wine presses, and no one will tread with joyous shouting, not joyous shouting. From the cry of Heshbon to Elalel and to Jahaz, they have uttered their voice. From Zoar to Horonaim, like a three-year-old heifer, for the waters of Nimrim also shall be desolate. Moreover, says the Lord, I will cause to cease in Moab the one who offers sacrifices in the high places and burns incense to his God. And therefore my heart shall wail like flutes for Moab, and like flutes my heart shall wail for the men of Kir Haraz. And therefore the riches they have acquired have perished. For every head shall be bald, and every beard clipped. On all the hands shall be cut off, shall be cut, and on the loins sackcloth. A general lamentation on all the house of Moab, and in its streets, for I have broken Moab like a vessel in which is no pleasure, says the Lord. They shall wail, and how she is broken down, how Moab has turned her back with shame, and so Moab shall be in derision and a dismay to all those around her. For thus says the Lord, behold, one shall fly like an eagle and spread his wings over Moab. Kirioth is taken, and the strongholds are surprised. The mighty men's hearts in Moab on that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birth pain. And Moab shall be destroyed as a people, because he exalted himself against the Lord. Fear and the pit and the snare shall be upon you, O inhabitants of Moab, says the Lord. He who flees from fear shall fall into the pit, and he who gets out of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For upon Moab, upon it, I will bring the year of their punishment, says the Lord. Those who fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon because of exhaustion. But a fire shall come out of Heshbon, a flame from the midst of Sion, and shall devour the brow of Moab, the crown of the head of the sons of Tumult. Woe to you, Moab! The people of Chechmosh perish, for your sons have been taken captive and your daughters captive. And yet I will bring back the captives of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. And thus far is the judgment of Moab. Well, that was our reading today for August the 3rd, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Thank you again for your prayers this week for our Vacation Bible School program, and for all of you who served and did so much. It's such a blessing, and it was a great week. And so I encourage you to come on out to church tomorrow because we will have a review video for you and lots going on there. And so we just praise God. Praise God for a good week of ministry. But anyways, let's start our day with a word of prayer, shall we? Father in heaven, thank you so much for your goodness to us. God, I pray that we would follow you and follow hard after you. Lord, I thank you so much for the blessing it is to be able to serve you and to honor you, Lord, with our lives. And Lord, I would pray that as we read of these Old Testament judgments that came upon Israel, Lord, for their lack of obedience, for their lack of service, for their lack of love of you, God, that we would take note, and God, that we'd apply these pages to our own lives, God, that we would serve and serve and serve and serve, and that we would honor you, Lord, with our lives, God, that we would check our thoughts, that we would check our actions today, our attitudes, and God, that we would conform them more and more and more to this book, Lord, so that you might get the glory. But Lord, we thank you, God, that regardless, Lord, that our sins are paid for through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for him. We thank you so much that our salvation is secure. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would give us a good day in you. Help us to honor you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.